Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. It's John and Ken on demand. Same show. It's in a podcast form, and it's on the iHeart app, and you can hear what you missed.
We continue to offer you a chance at money. We'll have another keyword at around 2:20. Follow the directions. John will repeat that word like 50 times, it seems. But, you know, it's for people that didn't get it the first time that may have been distracted by life.
Some people listen slowly. They can't help you.
You listen slowly.
They listen slowly, yeah.
But if the person talks fast, how does that work?
It makes it even harder.
They have to listen again. They have to repeat it.
That's why I repeat back. I talk fast. They listen slow. I've got to repeat myself.
That'd be funny if people walk around with a little recorder, and when you talk too fast, they'd stop it. They have to rewind it and then put it in slow. Also, the Moist Line is coming our way tomorrow, so you can still leave a message using the iHeartRadio app or calling the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. We're going to talk in a little bit about the effects of zero bail in L.A. County. A little woman who committed an act of vandalism, just cited and released. And what do you know? Now they've arrested her for setting fires in Sherman Oaks. We'll bring you that story in a few minutes. But we start with KFI News reporter Blake Trolley and child porn. An L.A. Unified teacher being accused of this and a connection to another public employee. Let's bring on Blake and get the details of this horrible story.
Yeah, guys, this is a major development that spawned out of a previous child porn arrest, as you mentioned there, Ken. Earlier this month, the San Bernardino Police Department, through its Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, arrested Stephen Frazier, who's a former spokesman for the L.A. County Department of Public Works, on child porn charges. Frazier is accused of downloading child porn. Well, detectives that say through investigating Frazier, they established what was described to me earlier today as a direct link between Stephen Frazier and Renee Estrella. Estrella being the teacher in the L.A. Unified School District. Detectives say the two shared multiple images between each other. Yesterday, the San Bernardino Police Department arrested Rene Estrella. This is the teacher. Again, he is a teacher at Miguel Contreras High School in Westlake. Police posted video of his arrest. It looks like they were maybe following him or somehow targeting him because he was arrested a couple miles down the road from his house. His house is really up against the foothills in Claremont, and he was arrested on an overpass over the 210, if you just look at that video. That same video shows police raiding the man's house in tactical gear. In the video, they find a gun under a mattress. There's another shot of an officer with a rifle. I'm curious as to why that footage was put in, as just owning a gun is not a crime in itself. So I'm trying to dig in to see if there's something there. The San Bernardino Police Department says numerous electronic devices were lifted from that search here in Claremont, and then another search in L.A. Now, I'm hearing some chatter that someone else in this guy's family might make some serious bucks, which would explain the luxurious house in Porsche that police are searching in the video. Full disclosure, guys, I live very close to where this guy's house was raided and where he was arrested. Probably less than a quarter mile away, to be honest. And this street, big drop-off between my street and this street. This is one of the most coveted streets in Claremont. It offers some of the best views in the city because this street literally backs up to open hills in mountains. I'm told by one of the officers who was at the arrest that neighbors were a little surprised to see San Bernardino PD rolling into this high-end neighborhood. I spoke to this guy. He's a John and Ken fan, by the way. And he said he didn't see the bust, but he could imagine people seeing a bust on the street would take him by surprise.
I never even see the police up here. Literally, I see them drive by once a year. That's about it, yeah.
Now, this guy does say he does know Estrella. He says he's in disbelief over the bust. He says, well, he didn't know Estrella super well. Estrella and him would watch over each other's houses when one another would go out of town.
He's a good neighbor. He's a real good neighbor. All of them are. Everybody around here. We have a real good, you know, there's seven houses here, and we all moved in about the same time 20 years ago, so...
Hey, now, as for these,
he keeps to himself.
You don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
He likes to sit around, doesn't wear any pants, and he watches child sex acts all day.
I would imagine this guy's thinking twice now my house when I'm gone. Huh?
This is Estrella's house you're talking about?
Yeah, so Estrella and this neighbor would watch over each other's house as per this neighbor. And he said, you know, that was really his relationship with him. It's a real tight-knit little street. I mean, I was out there knocking on doors, and pretty quickly the neighbors came out trying to figure out who I was, and they all clearly knew each other. They started talking to each other.
The neighbor you talked to better check his computer.
But did you say it was a pricey place in Claremont, or...?
Yeah, John, I mean, I would imagine this house is, I mean, just speculating here, more than $2 million. I mean, just based on the size of the home.
A 60-year-old teacher? Yeah, a 60-year-old teacher at LA Unified High School has that home?
Maybe he's selling child porn.
I'm told, Ken, some of the chatter I'm getting on this, some of the small-town rumor I'm getting on this is that somebody else in his family may be the breadwinner in this situation. Oh. Because one of the first things I thought when I saw the house was, how would a teacher afford this home? And when I say I live close by, I want to make this very clear. I run a bedroom out here. I can't buy a house out here. You know, I wouldn't even be close.
I was going to say, it's time to review the news budget here.
Yeah, the news budget is in check, boys, okay? Don't worry about that.
He teaches at the Miguel Contreras Business and Tourism Academy High School?
What the heck is that?
What is that?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. It's actually called the Miguel Contreras Learning Complex, and I believe the Business and Tourism School is one arm of it. There's multiple arms. It's a specialized high school. It's actually a highly rated high school. Uh-huh. I was looking at it. It's somewhat of a decorated high school. Now, the school district at this time has banned Contreras from even being on any district site, so he's been removed from the school.
That's shocking.
Backtracking to the former LA County spokesman, he's also been put on leave. I remember when we looked into this.
Sorry. Yeah, you're thinking there that somehow in investigating that spokesman, what's his name, Frazier?
Well, they lay that out, Ken. They lay that out.
That's how they got onto Estrella. Do you think there's a whole ring going on here?
They won't speak about it, so that, you know, makes you wonder if there's going to be more people implicated in this case. And another thing to keep in mind is that the DA has yet to get this case either. This case is going to be heading, even though this arrest was in Claremont, which is L.A. County, this case is heading to the San Bernardino County DA's office. The DA's office released a statement to me earlier today saying that they don't even have these cases yet, which could imply that maybe they're adding some more charges up, adding some more people into this. Hard to say.
So the
Nobody's
other
talking.
Guy who was, I guess, trading child porn videos with Estrella is Stephen Frazier, and he used to be the L.A. County Public Works spokesman? And the spokesman for the Riverside Police Department?
Yeah, so he was a civilian spokesperson for the Riverside Police Department some years ago, and very recently was a spokesperson for the L.A. County Public Works Department. I remember when the story on him broke not that long ago. It was within this month. It was earlier this month. His name was still listed as the PIO on their media sheet there. That has since been removed, and he's since been put on leave.
What kind of weirdo freak perverts are they hiring? For all these agencies, huh?
L.A. Unified versus L.A. County.
L.A. County Public Works.
Riverside Police Department.
Come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, they go on the dark web and they trade these images. So there might be more arrests to come. Maybe not people in the school system or in the public works.
And speaking to this, guys, you know, I've spoken to investigators who tackle this, some people within the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, and they say it's always impossible to tell who's going to get caught up, especially when it comes to child porn. It's all walks of life, and a lot of these people are very well put together, as it's described to me, and they live this kind of secret life. And we're kind of seeing that play out here.
Maybe that's the sign when they're too well put together.
John's suspicious if it looked like you have it together.
I'm suspicious of everybody.
Lobotomy! All right, thank you, Blake, for that report. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, break Blake Trolley on this disturbing report of an L.A. Unified School District teacher. The Tourism Academy?
Tourism Academy? Does that sound like a real thing?
Well, is it to teach kids a trade to work in the tourism business or something?
I don't know. I've never heard of such a thing.
It's a high school, though. That seems more like a... Anyway, he's...
think Blake is making too much money? This is the neighborhood he's in?
Well...
All by himself?
He said he was renting a room.
Okay.
Be nice.
We're trying to start trouble.
It is Claremont. Whoops. I haven't really been there in years. All right. And then, of course, this spokeshole for the L.A. County Department of Public Works got also is what started it. When we come back, also disturbing. L.A. County, of course, has had zero bail for a couple of weeks. We're starting to see the benefits of it for criminals. We're going to play the story of a woman who was arrested about a week ago for vandalism and cite and release. Well, now they've arrested her for setting fires in Sherman Oaks. Nice.
Yeah.
She stepped up her game, didn't she?
Yeah.
We'll play you the story from Fox 11. Talk about it next. Johnny Ken, KFI. Oh, a chance to win money, too, is next. KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, a story we're still watching here on the John and Ken Show very carefully. Can you see us watching it? Is zero bail in Los Angeles County. We're waiting for an Orange County court to hear that lawsuit by a bunch of cities and towns in L.A. County trying to slap an injunction on Los Angeles County's new zero cash bail policy. But that's how the courts work sometime.
It's clear that it's going to lead to a lot of terrible crimes, and the onslaught has begun officially.
Well, let's play this story from Fox 11 reporter Christina Gonzalez about a woman arrested in Sherman Oaks for starting fires.
Oil on my head by tapping around.
Audible, despite police radio chatter, is a handcuffed woman describing her hair routine to LAPD officers detaining her as a suspect in several overnight fires. One at a house off North Nagel. This one at the beloved Mark's Garden Flower Shop off Ventura. L.A. City fire officials saying this fire was started outside and spread inside. One of several vegetation, garbage, or debris fires in the area, including a vehicle and a tent with people inside.
I didn't sleep the whole night because I was, like, hearing all the sounds.
Residents near the burned home were off camera. The owner says he is lucky. His son noticed flames outside the front door when he got up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, or they might not have gotten out alive.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
His reaction is much to the destruction of the flower shop, as reports that the same woman had been arrested this last weekend.
Why am I being Somebody report this.
According to LAPD, she allegedly rammed a car into the front of a coffee bean and sushi place off Hillhurst Avenue near Los Feliz. The vehicle she was supposedly driving engulfed in flames as they took her into custody.
If she was arrested, what she was doing here?
Yeah, well, that's what happens when we have no cash bail.
Indeed, she'd been released on her own recognizance. It seems that despite LAPD confirming a person inside the coffee shop was nearly struck while the driver kept slamming the vehicle into the businesses, she was arrested for vandalism, which fell under LA County's no bail policy. The owner of Mark's Garden say they'll rebuild. They have been here for 30 years. They don't want to comment on the suspect, but area residents have plenty to say.
When they closed down the state-run mental institutions years ago, it's been a slow cascade, and we're reaping the benefits or the suffering, the causes now.
We need to lock them up. I know it fills up our prisons. We don't have enough room, but we need to do something.
Gascon's office not commenting on that, but they are telling me that on last weekend's case, they returned it to LAPD for further investigation, and that it was LAPD that called it vandalism and actually released her. She is now being held in $1 million bail.
That's from Christina Gonzalez in Fox.
Well, there's so much stuff here.
A lot to unpack. Did you look at the video to see this woman's hair? Because it starts out by saying she's describing her hair routine to police as they arrest her.
Yeah, she's a gold-plated mental patient who ought to be in one of Newsom's new...
She's rambling there, and her hair is like... curly, frizzy, really wide out, like blondish.
In normal times, she'd be put away in a mental institution.
Yeah, that's what we talked about last hour.
Shoot her up with a tranquilizer, lock the door, and put a lunch tray under the door.
She's hearing voices, clearly.
Because she's...
Setting fire. What's going on with setting fires? Like, this is like the third story in the last few months of vagrants. I don't know if this woman's a vagrant or not. I couldn't tell. So she had a car.
Yeah, her name's Jacqueline Watley. So let's review. She rams her car repeatedly into a coffee bean and a sushi restaurant. Repeatedly. And she keeps ramming and ramming until the car explodes into flames.
The car she was allegedly driving at the time was engulfed in flames, and they took her into custody. This is about a week or so ago.
And all LAPD could come up with is vandalism?
Well, the story of the sushi
What the hell is wrong with them? The police are part of the problem. Because you got that puppet.
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore, who's weak. He's a weak, silly man. And here you have, if you see the video, she's clearly insane. You take her to a mental hospital. You don't charge her with vandalism. Vandalism is like some teenage kid spray paints the underside of an overpass.
Fortunately, it falls under zero bail. Yeah. So they let her free. And now she's out there setting fires a week later.
Okay, so here are the two judges again. Lawrence Riff was the supervising LA County judge who came up with this zero bail insanity. Lawrence Riff, and now the new presiding judge who is implementing the policy is Samantha Jessner. And these also are crazy people. Can you imagine not putting this woman in jail with a high bail after she repeatedly rams a car into a business until it catches fire?
And now she's got $1 million bail.
And
she, of course, set these fires in Sherman Oaks, and she could have killed people.
Oh, my God. There was somebody's house almost burned down. Just by chance, the guy's son noticed something going on. Otherwise, they would have burned to death. Or that other business.
The flower place?
The flower shop, that got set on fire. And then she's screaming like crazy about her hair. To the cops, and you listen to this whole thing, and everything about this story is insane, and everything is caused by those two judges, Riff and Jester, and then Gascon. Gascon always knows nothing. I know nothing.
We sent it back to LAPD for further investigation.
Never his fault, never his responsibility, and then the LAPD, who knows what's going on there? That's vandalism? Seriously?
You know what they're doing? They're treating people like this crazy lady like they're just having a bad day. And we have to understand, right? Well, she had a bad day, so she set a few fires, or she rammed her car into a couple of stores. So what?
So what is Michael Moore's policy that the local cops who showed up for this lunatic couldn't come up with a charge other than vandalism? Now, the car is ablaze, right? She tried to smash into the coffee shop. Could have run over a whole bunch of people there. How do you get vandalism out of that unless there is an order from Michael Moore that when you get these situations and it's a crazy homeless person, just let it go, look the other way. Come up with a cheap misdemeanor so they'll never have to go to court and it won't be in the system as crime. Oh, and then they'll tell you, well, you know, crime is actually statistically down. Well, everything she did doesn't count.
All right, we'll be back. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, same show. It's a podcast, and you could listen to what you missed.
All right. We also want to inform you that we have something called the Moist Line, where people leave messages, people like you. Use the iHeartRadio app to do that, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. You will hear these people tomorrow at 3:20 and near the end of the show, around 3:50. Next hour, there will be a keyword. One more on our show today for your chance to win some money. The breaking news this hour, which is not a big surprise. Senator placeholder, LaFonza Butler, who took over the Feinstein seat by appointment from Deputy Doo Gavin Newsom, will not run in the 2024 election.
Yeah, and everybody's going, who? What was that? An insignificant footnote.
Right, and again, he got into this. She's a labor leader and prominent Democratic activist, but
an abortion activist. She raises money for abortions.
And got got the job because Newsom said it's got to be a black woman I appoint.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, but then he couldn't appoint Barbara Lee because she's already running, and that would give her an advantage. So,
you know what? None of these people should be in office. This is all crazy stuff.
Apparently, I saw a headline yesterday, a podcaster, I don't remember his name anyway, says that Katie Porter and Adam Schiff should drop out because they're a white, and in the name of diversity, they should concede and not run.
Okay.
That would leave Barbara Lee, a black woman.
Now let's all say our diversity prayer. Our diversity and equity and inclusion prayer. DEI. Let's go to the altar. Let's sacrifice somebody over it.
A couple of notes here about Hamas.
Aren't you really tired of hearing that stuff? I mean, aren't you just sick of hearing it all? Every day.
And 2020 is when it started.
Yeah, well, it's over.
The sad death of George Floyd really just sent this country into a tailspin.
Yeah, but
equity everywhere.
I think there's going to be a big resetting coming soon.
Oh, it's another word they like to use, a resetting.
Yeah.
Borrowed it.
There's another reset. No, people can't stand listening to this stuff anymore. Really, it's, I hear people talk about it all the time. They're just fed up. As soon as they get a whiff of it, it's like, oh, no, 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 no. Stop.
People I talked to, we talked about the Rams, the weather, their families. We spent a lot of time talking politics.
Hmm?
Boring. No, I'm just saying, it doesn't come up in my conversations.
So. Oh, it comes up in mine.
Oh, you live on the West Side where people are, we're in tune with what's going on.
Yeah, and they're sick of it. That's why it's a good barometer. When that crowd is sick of it, you know there's something changing.
The economy minister for Israel, the economy minister, Nir Barakat, told ABC News that destroying Hamas is our first and last priority. He vowed that Hamas's elaborate system of tunnels will become the world's biggest cemetery. How's that for a... does that mean they're going to just blow them up or...
Yeah, I think they're going to blow them up as best they can. Or Egypt a few years ago flooded them out.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's all kinds of ways to... do you see the map of the tunnels?
The Wall Street Journal had a story about the elaborate labyrinth of tunnels made by Hamas under Gaza that have been identified by Israel. They included... the wild map, right?
Yeah, they're reinforced with cement. They're about 5 feet high, and they run all the utilities through there. They run electricity and water and all that stuff. And they put equipment through there, war equipment, animals. I mean, everything.
It says here, yeah, telephone, electric wires, rails for ferrying goods. This is one tunnel that the Israeli military found back in 2014. 165-foot deep entry shaft and stretched about 2 miles underground.
Iran pays for all that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, that's what it... Well, yeah, because I don't think Palestine produces much in their economy.
No. Well, that's what people are saying, that Hamas takes whatever is in the economy there.
Hamas is a satellite terrorist organization, and the mothership is Iran. And Iran takes their tax money or their oil money. And they are the ones who are building the tunnels. They're the ones who are arming all these groups. The Islamic Jihad the other day had a misfired rocket. You know, they're all financed. Hezbollah's all financed. It's because Iran does not want to take on the United States face to face. So they have all these little puppet terrorism organizations. If they go after Israel straight on, they're going to end up with us carpet bombing them.
It turns out Egypt did try to flood the tunnels once.
Yeah.
They supposedly destroyed more than 1,000 tunnels under the border.
100% of the funding comes from Iran. They are entirely behind this. They're behind the planning of it. The Hamas, those leaders are living fat, happy lives as long as they keep, the Ayatollah happy.
The other update coming out this afternoon, worth certainly mentioning, the Pentagon says that a U.S. destroyer in the Red Sea shot down three missiles that were launched by the Iran-backed Houthi forces in Yemen.
Mm.
There's Iran again. Houthi. Have you heard that name before?
No, I haven't. But
possibly targeting Israel. They're not certain, but they think it could have been. The crew of the guided missile destroyer USS Kearney, operating in the northern Red Sea earlier today, shot down three land attack cruise missiles and several drones that were launched by these forces in Yemen.
I'm not an expert on this, but I figure once Israel goes in Gaza, all these groups that encircle Israel are going to start firing rockets and missiles at them, all under the command of Iran.
Wow.
And that's why we have our warships out there. And if necessary, we're going to step in. We're going to be rearming the Iron Dome that Israel uses to protect itself against incoming fire. And they're going to get it from all sides.
The Jerusalem Post is reporting that Hamas terrorists who executed the deadly October 7th attack were under the influence of a drug called Captagon, a synthetic stimulant frequently referred to as cocaine for the poor. The drug has been used by terrorists in the past. ISIS members were known to use the drug to suppress fear as they carry out attacks.
Right. And
it's apparently very cheap. For as little as a dollar, you can get one of these pills.
Yeah. And then when you're gunning down...
How come it's not here in L.A. yet with the homeless?
Oh, it will be. And then when you're gunning down families and slitting children's throats and beheading babies, you don't feel the pressure. You don't feel the hesitation, right?
Right.
You just go right for it because you're all jacked up on the drug.
Yes. Oh, I'm looking at a picture of, you know, the actress Deborah Messing, Will and Grace. Remember that show?
Yeah.
I think she was a crazy anti-Trumper, but she is Jewish. Apparently, she's putting up signs in Manhattan bearing the names and information of hostages being held by Hamas terrorists. And she's begging far-left student, please leave the posters up. Because that's been another thing. People have been tearing them down as people have been putting up the pictures of some of the people that were kidnapped by Hamas.
I saw a story today. I think it's an Empire. Who knew all these Hollywood people hate Jews?
Yeah, there's another story that says it was not that way 40 years ago. Hollywood used to be very Israeli supportive, and they turned. But again, it's the whole progressive left. It's the idea that you are the colonizer. You are the imperialist force, like the U.S. was in taking this country.
So now they're
the U.S., the Europeans were.
So now they're talking like Hitler. So that justifies them to do their Hitler impersonations. All these Hollywood celebrities, all these college kids. Everybody's invoking Hitler's final solution.
Well, and here's my other question. If they believe that they're colonizers, right? Imperialists, they took over the territory that belongs to Palestine. Where are the Jews to go? What are we supposed to do?
First of all, that's historically ignorant, all right? The Jews have been living there
biblically,
thousands of years. There's always been Jews there. The land has been invaded. I looked this up, probably about 24 different tribes or kingdoms.
Yeah, it's a very
the Ottoman Empire had it for hundreds of years. The British got it before World War I, and they wanted to get rid of it. And so they decided, along with the help from the UN or the precursors to the UN, said, okay, we're going to make this the Jewish home. And they formalized it after the Holocaust, obviously. And that's why it's there. They always were there for thousands of years. This is an international agreement. The British owned it, ran it at the time, owned it, you know, to the extent that anybody owns land.
The British Empire owned everything.
Yeah, right.
Ruled everywhere.
So they said, okay, we're going to make this home for the Jews. So this colonizing nonsense, that's the thing. It's one thing if you have a historically factual, legitimate viewpoint, but this is all just made up lies and hysteria. And how long are you going to debate that stuff? I mean, you're just talking to idiots. It's like, no, that's not. What are you supposed to say? That's not true. That's not true. They're not worth engaging. They are literally insane people, ignorant, insane people, which is a bad combination. They know about as much about the history of Israel as you know, that crazy lady who was setting fires all over Sherman Oaks. All right.
We got more coming.
The same crowd.
More coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 to 4. iHeart app has the John and Ken on demand podcast after 4.
I just want to take a moment to, there's this press release that came out from one of the LA County supervisors, is Holly Mitchell. This is why they're so useless and why government is really just intractable. This is about, as you know, Holly Mitchell's district includes that unincorporated area of LA County that's got all those RVs in it. Remember, hundreds of them?
Yeah, 500.
Have been lined up on the streets, right? Pumping poop into the streets.
And, yeah.
So she's announced in this proud press release, LA County's taking steps for tougher enforcement measures to hold landlords accountable for targeting unhoused residents and helping to proliferate RV encampments. And then you read it, and here it is. The motion calls for a report back in 90 days on potential county ordinances that could help significantly lessen the sale, lease, or rental of RVs that are in the public right of way. Wow.
She's a joke.
90 days. Come back with a study.
Yes,
maybe what we could do. And then it'll only be 3 more years after that if we actually come up with an ordinance.
Is that a task force? Is that a blue ribbon commission?
It doesn't say what it is. It just says a report.
She's a joke.
It says here who's going to do the report. But anyway.
She's not a serious person. She's a complete joke. You all you have to do is put up no parking signs and then tow them and give them the 10 days to pay the fine or crush them. Put them in a compactor.
Catherine Barger's in here. She says her district is home to several very large RV encampments, including up to 90 RVs that line Forest Lawn Drive. Wow.
Hey, enforce.
Is that where the cemetery is?
Just enforce the ordinances that exist. Write new ones up. Enforce those. And then tow them away and crush them.
And then give everybody a lobotomy.
And get, right. Well, trade them for a free lobotomy.
It's happened again. Some things do happen in waves, I guess you could say. Well, this would be a different kind of wave. The EasyJet, which is a low-cost European airline, they had to cancel a flight on Saturday because somebody made their way into the bathroom and pooped all over the floor. So the pilot came over the intercom and said, "We're going to have to get everyone off, organize hotels. We'll fly back tomorrow morning." Everyone's groaning, and I guess people whipped out their phones.
EasyJet, is that one of those cheapo airlines?
Yeah, it's economy airline. You can fly from locations.
Yeah,
locations.
Well, this is the clientele you get.
Why are people pooping on planes, though? Didn't we do a story about the diarrhea up and down the aisle?
Yes, we did. Yes.
What is this?
What are they? I remember the guy before that. They got in his seat, and it was diarrhea and blood together.
Oh yeah,
that happened.
And he actually cleaned it up.
Yeah, they made him. That's what he said. They told him, "Here, here's a towel. Go to work."
Yeah, they don't have.
We don't have any other seats for you to move to, so you got to clean it up.
They have no emergency supplies to deal with these situations. Is it drugs people are taking? Or is the food that bad now? I don't understand.
Look at this. They said they tried to give out vouchers to people to get off the plane, but about 10 of them would not depart. Oh, only 10 people got off the plane. We had to remove a bunch of people because there was arguing, and it took 2 hours to get everybody. God. People were refusing.
What kind of riffraff crowd is on that plane?
It
sounds dreadful.
They wanted to go. This was island? The Spanish island of Tenerife?
We were talking about booking a flight, and I don't want to say where or what airline, but...
Remember the State Department warning, be careful.
Yeah, to go visit one of our sons. And my wife mentions one of those airlines, cheapo airlines. It's like, no way. Uh-uh. I'll drive there. I'll take 3 days and drive there. I'm not doing that. Because you get the kind of people who will poop in the aisle and not care. They just walk right through it and stamp it off their feet and keep marching on.
This is really not a good story to tell when I have to get on a red eye tonight.
Oh. You're taking a major airline?
Yeah, Delta.
Okay.
This person got in the bathroom. Why didn't they use the toilet? They just did it on the floor, and I guess it got really messy. That's my understanding of what happened.
You're
that close.
Do you know anybody who's ever gone on the floor of anything in your whole life? Okay? Do you know anybody?
Over or under the age of 3?
There was someone that went on the floor of the parking garage. This one from the KFI archives.
That's true.
We won't say any names, but that apparently was a concern for a while.
I hear there was a video of that.
I don't want to see it. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Sandy Wells live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.